He's bringing Mr. Smith to help him out a little bit. That's right. Clap them on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe first of all here, I should explain to you what we are and where we are. We belong to the Florida National Tourist Attraction. We are located 14 miles south of Tallahassee. We are the world's largest and deepest springs. That's Wakulla Springs. Out here this afternoon, we're going to try to demonstrate to you a little bit about what goes on around the springs. We have two tours. We have a glass bottom tour, and we also have a jungle tour. First, now, let me tell you a little bit about that jungle tour. We get you on the boat, take you down the river. We show you alligators, rare birds, snakes, and stuff like that. We know all ladies like snakes. So much for the snakes. Out on the jungle boat, we take you out over the spring, show you the deep water. On the way out now, Mr. Smith here, which will chant to you going out. Then he has a fish out there that he called by the name of Henry. This is Henry the pole vaulting fish. First of all here, I'm going to let Mr. Smith give you a little bit of the chant that he normally does going out over the spring. Mr. Smith.
This river along here, water is not very deep along here. You get to see the deep water when you get out over the big spring. All you're going to see on this trip here is all down through the glass. Whole lots of this trip here is in talk. Now that wide long grass you see growing on the bottom, that's called the freshwater eelgrass. Grass that grows here in Florida in all the rivers and freshwater streams. Where it's never the water is clear enough, get the proper sunlight. This is the largest spring in the world, flows over 600,000 gallons of water a minute. Now he's coming up to the Little Fish Convention. I'm going to call them out for you. Come in the convention, boys. Everybody. Come in the convention, boys. All right, get up and come on out, then. Get them all the margin for me. Come in the convention, boys.
All right. All right, now, the most famous part about Wakulla Springs is this is home of Henry, the pole vaulting fish. Out here now, 25 feet under the water, we got a famous pole laying on the bottom. Mr. Smith, come around over that pole, stop, call that fish out. He'll turn on his side and jump that pole 25 feet under the water. This is his routine at the pole.
All right, Henry. Meet us at the pole. Wake up now, 'cause you heard what I say. All right, Henry. Now, you want to come on and get across the pole for me? Nobody getting out done. All right, Henry. Meet us at the pole. Wake up now. I call you. Heard what I said. Come on and jump it. Here you go. Hey, yo. All right. Hey, y'all, jump it. Hey, yo, good work, boy. Hey, yo, that's all right. You're still on the job.
All right, folks, give him a little hand there. Mr. Smith has been doing this routine for about 40 years. At now, he's 81 years of age. Give him a little hand. We certainly enjoy it.
Wasn't that great? Let's give him another hand. I think it was about 2 years ago that Moses Williams came by. He's from Waverly. That's down in Polk County. And he's a migrant worker. Follows the crops in Florida, on up the line as they get ripe. But he has a unique talent. He plays the diddly board. And so let's welcome Moses Williams and his diddly board. He's a blues man.
I like to always speak a little bit. I like to talk a little bit. We like Jesus, but we love the woman the best. And that's why the blues begin, because the woman is more handling than Jesus. Now, all men love Jesus, but they love woman the best. And he has some kind of a feeling about what happened to that man. Do that woman love that man? It takes love for a religion. And if that woman don't love that man, it's no religion. Now, the woman that I had, she did me wrong. Yes, she gave me the blues. She left me when I made a little money out of my cart plying that mule. And I was wondering the why she'd do me like that, because I thought maybe she loved me. But she didn't. She proved it to me what she was going to do, run away with another man. Me done plied the mule, she done took all my money. And that gave me the blues. But yet still, the blues ain't no sin to sing the blues when somebody done you wrong. And I walked all night long, baby, with my 44 in my hand. Then when I found that woman, Lord, she was with another man. I woke up that morning and Lord, I didn't know right from wrong. I said, that's all right, mama. Your trouble gonna come someday. Then I wondered why that woman didn't she treat me just the way. See, that's all right, baby. Your trouble gonna come someday. Said I always wonder, woman, why you treat a good man this way. That woman left me in a bad time. And I was wondering which way she went, but I asked my dear neighbor, where did she go? He said, I don't know. I told him, did she stop by here, did she keep on down the road? Well, in a matter, they said the blues was or something other, but somebody always gonna show you the blues as a sin. But no, it ain't when a woman done done you wrong. You telling the truth right on. And I'm gonna sing this song about which way did my baby go now. My baby, I wait to wait in my baby. I need to stop by here, Baba. I need to keep on down that road. So I ain't never loved, Baba. By three women in my home on my head. Said I was my mama, sister, sweetheart, and my wife. As if you wanna make any money, baby, you gotta dance in that way, young man. And the next time I talk to you, baby, Lord, you might not understand. I see you're not making the money, baby. Lord, you were days upon and stayed with me. Said I met a woman in Washington, D.C., Lord, she knows she's gonna make a tamarind with me. ain't got time to worry, because I'm a matter of bird. I was a good man. Lord, I was born upon a Jesus song. God bless all y'all. Oh, have a good day. And I'm gonna try to give you another good day too. That will be on tomorrow. I'm gonna come on with the Catfish Blues now. If I was a catfish, swimming in the deep blue sea, said I have man and woman thinking out of me. I'm going to the western Toledo, working here. Said the Lord, I want one. Not a holy will. Born, said a boy child coming, gonna be a rolling stone. Out of Red River, long and deep and wide.
You know it's one minute, one day. You know I'm gonna tell you before you go the way. Come here, baby. Can we talk the world one more time? Now, that might seem a little bit funny, but I was talking to a person when I was up there talking to the people at the school. And the children had asked me, they wonder could the rail could play the thing. I said, well, if you keep your eye on the TV and pay attention to what I'm doing. I said, but if you play the TV, you interested in the TV and you ain't interested in what I'm doing. I said, now, let me tell you now. When you're looking at that TV, they allowed to see that magic woman jumping up and stopping the map plans. I said, you going to think they going to do it? That's your look. I said, you know good well it is, so. I said, you know ain't nobody going to stop no greyhound book. I said, now, you pay attention. You want to do that do funny thing sometime. Now, as long as you watch that TV, you ain't gonna never get innocent in nothing much. You gonna be innocent in that, and you ain't gonna never learn nothing. Because, you see, the people ain't gonna teach you nothing. They ain't gonna tell you nothing. And you gonna sit up there, and they ain't gonna talk to nobody. You ain't gonna talk to even now your boyfriend. You gonna go up and be watching the TV, and he gonna pay my ass like I used to do. When he's done, when I go to my girlfriend's house, if she come turning the TV on, I'm used to it all the time. I'm going to say, pay my hat, baby. When she get a comic book, I said, well, I said, pay my hat. I said, because you ain't under me no more. You isn't in that book. I said, you ain't under no more. I said, watch the TV. Just watch the TV. Watch and see what your light bill go out. You're going to get a good check, and your whole life's going to come out in your house. Summer and all the fall, I take Christmas, my horse, by now she gone, I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of this world. Nina come running, holding up your hand. I get me a woman, just like a killer man. By now she gone, I don't worry. Because I'm sitting on top of this world. Thank you, people. Thank y'all for listening. I'm Moses. I'm from Mississippi. Ada Bina. Some of them call me Dilbo. Some of them call me One Single. Some of them call me, I don't know. They call me everything. But I know I am what I am, you know.
And we thank you, Moses, for your unique contribution to the Florida Folk Festival. There's nobody else in the world like you. And we appreciate you. We salute you. Let's give him another hand. And now we have another treat from a neighbor who lives over Lake City Way. Shorty's been on this program many times in the past, and we hope he'll be on the program many times in the future. Old Time Banjo by B.F. Shorty Beatenbaugh of Lake City, Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't feel like even starting until I called for just about 1 minute of silent meditation in memory of the men who made this possible for you all to be here tonight and have this place here. Every one of them but two has gone on to their reward. You all are well familiar with Jody McAlpin, and he was the leader in the movement. But all but two has gone on to their reward that had anything to do with the establishing of this Stephen Foster Memorial back yonder in the many years gone by. Now, my father wasn't a very religious man. I heard some boy there say a while ago that his daddy knew how to use the belt. But he had two things in the Bible that he used very often. First, he always said that they left, and when Moses fell down and broke the commandments, that there was 11 commandments. And one of them fell in a crack in the mountains, and they didn't have any way to get it out of the crack, so they just used the other 10. And somebody would say, well, Frank, how do you know about the 11th? He said, well, it's passed on down from then on to now, just through favored people. And, of course, they would ask what it was, and he'd say the 11th commandment was everybody mind their own darn business. And you wouldn't need the other 10. Another saying, he said that in the translation of the Bible, they left out one verse. So this verse applies to me here tonight. For it says in there about blessed are the pure in heart and blessed are the peacemakers. He said there belonged to them one more verse right at the end. Blessed is he that expecteth nothing, because he won't be disappointed then if he don't get anything. So that applies to what's fixing to come up here now. I took my girl to a fancy ball that was a social hop. We stayed until the folks went out and the music, it did stop. Then to a restaurant we went, the best one in the street. She said she wasn't hungry, but this is what she eat. A dozen roll, a plate of slaw, a chicken and a roast. Some sparrowgrass with apple sass and soft shell crabs on toast. A bowl of stew and crackers too, her appetite was immense. When she called for pie, I thought I'd die, for I had but 50 cents. She said she wasn't hungry. She didn't care to eat. Now I've got money in my clothes to say she can't be beat. said she wasn't thirsty. She had an awful tank. She said she wasn't thirsty, but this is what she drank. A whiskey skin, a glass of gin, it made me shake with fear. Some ginger pop with rum on top, a bottle in of beer. A Coca-Cola ginger ale, she ought to have more sense. When she called for more, I fell on the floor for about 50 cents. Just bet I wasn't hungry, I didn't care to eat, expecting every moment be kicked out in the street. She said she'd bring her folks around and we would have some fun. I gave the man the 50 cents and this is what he done. He mashed my nose, he tore my clothes, he hit me on the jaw. He gave me a prize pair of black eyes and with me swept the floor. He caught me where my clothes hung loose and he threw me over a fence. Take my advice, don't try it twice and you got about 50 cents. Now then, since I didn't see, I'm going to give you a little part now where all of you can come in on the chorus with me at least. I got to get out my card here and see whether that's the one I was supposed to do next. I'm lost here. Ladies and gentlemen, that's easy understood because I'm 150 years old on my speedometer, and I was 80 years old the 12th of March, and I've been married to the prettiest red-headed woman here on the ground, 61 years, 8th of May, and that's her sitting right out there. I told her she just as well to hang on. She'd done kept me so long, nobody else would have me. So after she packed up to leave, I was going to pack up too. Said, well, if I can't get rid of you, I just well stay on. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you by my side. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and cried. Let's all sing, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I told you once I'd always love you if you would always stay this way. But now you've left me for another and you shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once you'd always love me and no one else could come between. But now you've left me for another and you shattered all my dream. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Well, we'll get a little bit on the serious side one for a few minutes. One cold, this year bad cold I got's about to get me. Told my wife last night, I said, you know it's bad to have to start to take a cold just the very night suppose you're supposed to perform. One cold December morning, as a train sped along through the snow, each person what got upon it, as far as he paid could go. But on came a young man whose fare had not been paid. And when the conductor came by, this is what he said: "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lying so low in pain. I received a message. She may not live through the day. Oh, let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away." But this stern old conductor this same song had heard before, and he said that hobos and tramps would sing it forevermore. So he told this young man, "I'll put you off or you pay." As he went on down the aisle, this is all a poor boy could say: "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lying so low in pain. I received a message. She may not live through the day. Oh, let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away." Down at the far end of the train, there stared an old man and small child. And she said, "Oh, Papa, please look. Don't that young man look wild?" So to this year young man the best of attention she paid. While she watched and listened, this is what he said: "Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lying so low in pain. I received a message. She may not live through the day. Oh, let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away." So she took her small hat, and soon the collection she made, she gave it to the conductor, and thus his fare was paid. Then said the conductor, while the bright tear shone in his eyes, "These words will ring in my ear, will ring there till I die. Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of your train. The dearest one in all of this world is lying so low in pain. I received a message. She may not live through the day. Oh, let me kiss mother goodbye, dear sir, before God takes her away." Let me tell you people about a traveling man that was raised in Tennessee. He made his living by stealing chickens and everything else he could see. The white folks got right after this coon. It certainly did get over the road. It made no difference how fast that freight train passed. That coon would get on board. Was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. He was the travelingest coon that ever struck this land. Was a traveling man. He was known from miles around. He never gave up, and he never got enough till the police shot him down. This coon got on that Titanic to sail across the ocean blue. When it struck that big iceberg, overboard he flew. The white folks ran to the deck of the ship, said the coon sure was a fool. But when that Titanic ship went down, he's shooting dice in Liverpool. He was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. They set the schoon one day after a pail of water. The distance he had to go was about 3 miles and a quarter. He got the water all right, started and fell back down. He ran to the house, got another pail, caught the water before it hit the ground. He was a traveling man. He certainly was a traveling man. The police took a Winchester rifle. They shot the coon through the head. The news went all over the countryside that the coon was dead. They sent down south for his mammy. She came with weeping and tears. But when they opened that coffin lid, that pool had disappeared. He was a traveling man. Certainly was a traveling man. This banjo here was made by an old gentleman who used to live out back of Dry Prairie by the name of Frank Vogels, long gone on to his rest, full-blooded German, made out of a peck measure and a zinc bucket. He made the neck out of a piece of cherry wood. Strings and the brackets and the keys is the only bought thing that there is on there. Now, he didn't know one note from another, but that banjo will note from the right down to the bottom up to the top of any piano in the country. I've got another one here that he made just a few years before he passed away. That was about 10 years ago. He made 5 of them for his great-grandboys. Each one of them had one. He sawed a little bit out of there. He sawed a little bit out of the old peck measure with this one. So as you see, it ain't quite as big as the rest of them. And it's not as long. It's got the same old wooden pegs in it. You musicians out there know how hard it is to tune anything and keep it tuned with a wooden peg in it. And it's the strings and the brackets is the only thing on it that's wrong. So I'm just going to... See, it doesn't sound quite like the other one, but it'll make a racket, and that's all I do anyhow. I was about 10 years old. My dad decided to start out a band. He got me an auto harp, my brother a banjo, and the other brother a guitar, and the other brother a mandolin, the other brother another fiddle, and my daughter's sister, she played the organ. And every morning before breakfast, we'd play until the mother'd get breakfast ready, and then on rainy days, we'd play around there. My brother next to me passed on, and they turned the banjo then over to me. I tried to find my old auto harp. I've got the old auto harp. One of my nieces has got it, but I couldn't get a hold of her to get it to bring it out here tonight. Next time I come, I'll bring it with me. But my daddy told me, he said, now, son, he says, you know, I learned how to keep time picking a banjo or any kind of an instrument. He said, if you'll try patting your foot, see, or marching. Oh, it's this and done out of tune. I better get that other. So he told me, he said, now, way to keep time, he said, is pat your foot. Then he said, if you get a little better with it, he said, you can, at March time is a good time to play him. Anybody out in the crowd to come to do what I'm fixing to do, I'll buy them a steak sandwich whenever they come to Lake City. Thank you.
Well, when you get to be 81, do you think you can do that? Let's give him another hand. Another one of our fine duos comes from St. Augustine, Joe Mark and Michelle Moncrief. Let's welcome them. They are no strangers to this audience. They're fine musicians. Joe and Michelle.
Army's too many for me. nightingale sing. Just to see the waters lying, hear the nightingale sing.
Thank you very much. I'd like to add one thing to Cousin Thelma's introduction. Michelle is from Gainesville, and we get together each year at the Florida Folk Festival to practice. No, actually, Michelle has been very kind to come over to to St. Augustine. We have a beach, and they don't have one in Gainesville, no. So they're working on it, though, right now, the Corps of Engineers, anyway. We'll give them a chance, and they will. Next song we'd like to sing is a song about, actually it's probably could be about any one of the folk singers that comes here or to the Florida Folk Festival or any folk singer or musician you've ever seen standing on a street corner playing. The song is specifically about an old French man and his daughter played on the streets of New Orleans. A song written by Robertson, St. Augustine. The upraise of fiddle strings, rainy stays on key. Rainy sings forgotten things, forgotten you and me. Singing what they think is right, what they think is best. Hymns for those with ears to hear, indictments for the rest. Lord, please let me die in Pascagoula. Jesus, let me live till that time. Well, goodbye, Pierre, and goodbye, Rainy. Thank you for your song. Good to see you, merci beaucoup. I'm doing fine. Plays while Rainy sings, people gather around, tourists take their pictures, talk about how strange they sound. An old French man and his daughter sing for pennies, strikes him on. No rich man owns their mortgage, no preacher owns their God. Lord, please let me die in Pascagoula. Jesus, let me live till that time. Goodbye, Pierre, and goodbye, Rainy. Thank you for your song. Good to see you. Merci beaucoup. I'm doing fine. Southern sun is sinking in that Mississippi sky. That same old lonesome feeling hits you right between the eyes. Pierre plays while Rainy sings. A handsome child is born. Yes, pass a hat for a song that's new, for a dream that's old. Lord, please let me die in Pascagoula. Jesus, let me live till that time. Well, goodbye, Pierre, and goodbye, Rainy. Thank you for your Thank you very much. Charlie Robertson is one of the many songwriters we have over there in St. Augustine, writing songs for folk singers and for Florida.
This song I found on an Emmylou Harris album. First time I've ever sang a song with a B on my microphone.
First time I ever sang one with a C on my. Was that a B flat?
It's gonna be in a minute.
My B flat. We'd like to end with a song. A song that talks historically about a battle that took place just north of us here, actually quite a ways north of us, north of Atlanta, along the Kennesaw Mountain Range. It was called the Battle of Kennesaw. The song, though, really talks about a legend that not only the white man and the red man alike at that time really believed, and I'm sure some people still do, maybe it's true, that if you were to hear the song of a whippoorwill on the eve of a battle, you could be sure to meet your creator the next day. And this song talks about one such man. The song called Battle of Kennesaw is by Don Dunaway, also from St. Augustine. Above us that morning on a clear and cloudless day, peckerwood tapped on a tree that would soon be shot away. Well, the heat blistered down through the leaves on the trees, the air seemed hot enough to catch fire. Heaven seemed to be made of brass, the sun rose higher and higher. Everything got real still and quiet, and my old messmate Walter Hood said, "I believe them boys down there up to something, and I know it's no damn good." Well, a storm broke and swept down on us. It rumbled through the hills. Walter sighed and he dropped his rifle. He said something to me about the whippoorwill.